It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 8. Unreal, man. Unreal. We have 10 more weeks after this. There's still time for you to play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up today and see if you can take on the champs. The lovely Rita Sanchez took home the week and has opened up a little bit of a lead here. With 12 wins last week, she is now up to 69 points for the year. In second place, we have D with 66, Danny with 64, me with 62, and friend of the show, Rob Adams, rounding out the top five at 50 points. So let's see what we got this week. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 5-1 Minnesota Vikings, who dropped a heartbreaker to the Lions, go into SoFi to take on the 2-4 Los Angeles Rams.
Vikings.
Give me the Vikings. I'll take the Vikings, too. I think it's a get-right game, and it will hasten the departure of Cooper Kupp from L.A. Sunday. Usually a tougher matchup, usually a bitter rivalry, but this week we'll see. The 5-2 Baltimore Ravens go into Cleveland to take on Jameis Winston and the 1-6 Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns have a 0% chance of winning this
game. So says CBS Sports. It is 100%. They have 100% win probability for the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens. I'm not crazy enough to ain't nobody crazy enough to take that. So you're saying there's no chance. The 1-5 Titans. Starting Mason Rudolph again, probably. Going into the Motor City to take on the 5-1 Detroit Lions.
Lions.
Do you know the win probability for that one?
0.
Titans have 1%. Titans have won. So apparently Mason Rudolph is that 1% better than Jameis Winston. So you're saying there's a chance. I'm taking the Lions. Again, not that stupid to take that. The 4-3 Indianapolis Colts go into Houston to take on the 5-2 Houston Texans.
Texans.
Give me the Texans. I'll take the Texans. 95-5 win probability. So these are like, these are really bad. This year, the good is really good, the bad is really bad, and there's nothing in between. The 5-2 Packers go into Jacksonville. Yes, Jacksonville, not London, to take on the 2-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Taking the Packers as well. Packers, 97% win probability. I hope you're taking note of these massive numbers. The 3-4 Arizona Cardinals, fresh off their victory against the Chargers, go into Miami to take on the 2-4 Miami Dolphins.
Cards.
Yeah. Dolphins are, they're a bust right now. Absolutely a bust right now. And I don't think Tua coming back is going to help them at all. So he should just stay on the sidelines. The 2-5 Jets, Jets go into Foxborough to take on the 1-6 New England Patriots.
Jets, one of the two teams they can beat.
This is tough. This is really bad. The Jets are, the win probability is 93%. But I don't feel good about that. I'm sorry. I've been watching them. I can't feel good about this team. The only thing that's making me feel good about this team is the fact that they're playing the sorry-ass Patriots. And Gerard Mayo is working his way slowly but surely. It's the slow, inevitable march to the unemployment line. You're calling out your team week after week after week. It doesn't look good. We knew it was going to be bad for whoever replaced Bill Belichick, but I don't think you expected it to be this fucking bad. The 4-3 Atlanta Falcons go into Tampa Baker to take on the 4-3 Buccaneers without Godwin and without Mike Evans.
I am going with the Bucs. Is Mike Evans definitely out?
I think he's got a knee injury. I know. Godwin is definitely out. Godwin's out. Godwin's definitely out.
What the hell are you guys doing?
I'm pretty sure if I saw the report correctly, Mike Evans is out until but their bye week.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, if I read that correctly, I'm pretty sure I did.
See Baker Mayfield from Carolina.
Maybe they go get Cooper Kupp.
Wow, that would be crazy.
Or they go like call Carolina, get Thielen or Deontay Johnson.
Thielen's on IR.
Ah, shit. So you go get Deontay Johnson. I'm sure he'd be so thrilled to actually go to a better organization. You talked all that shit about Pittsburgh. Be careful what you wish for. Give me the Falcons. Like, they're actually healthy-ish. So we'll go with that. The 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into Cincinnati to take on the 3-4 suddenly resurgent Cincinnati Bengals.
Eagles.
I want to take the Bengals, but I don't think their secondary can hang. I just don't think their secondary can hang. Now, that being said, outside of one play, that 41-yard touchdown, it was a 43-yard touchdown pass. The Giants held AJ Brown in check. One explosive play. It was one 43-yard play. Everything else was three catches for 5 yards. So if they could somehow minimize the big play, the Bengals will be in this thing. I am going to take the smart money and I'm going to take the Eagles because, again, I am not stupid.
Need some last minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's red light, green light, 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern during the regular season. That's red light, green light, 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 2-5 Saints with, I'm guessing, Spencer Rattler, go into SoFi to take on the 3-3 Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
You absolutely have to. The 5-2 Buffalo Bills go into Lumen Field to take on the 4-3 Seattle Seahawks.
I was tempted to go with the Hawks. I'm going to go with the Bills.
I'm going with the Bills as well. Hawks are tempting because they run the ball, because they play defense. Mike McDonald is doing a hell of a job out there. Like, we were talking about casting a shadow, right? When Bill Belichick left, Pete Carroll just left. That's a pretty big shadow, too. Apparently, it was easier to fill for Mr. McDonald. This was intriguing, but I don't know if it's as intriguing as it once was. The 4-2 Chicago Bears go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 5-2 Commanders with Marcus Mariota most likely under center.
The Commies, because the Commies play really good defense.
I'm going to go with the Commies as well. I think this is the time where Austin Eckler shows up. I think this is the time where they, you know, make things happen. Do we have to talk about this one? The 1-6 Carolina Panthers go into the Mile High to take on the 4-3 Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, best defense in fantasy.
Give me Bo Nix. Give me Javonte Williams. They're going to light them up. Now, Andy Dalton was in a car accident today. I don't know if that impacts if he's going to play this weekend or not. But if it does, what does that mean for Bryce Young? Does that mean he's back on the field? So, yeah. So, we will see. But CBS Sports, 99% that Denver Broncos win. Saying there's a chance. The 6-0, the lone undefeated Kansas City Chiefs go into Vegas to take on the 2-5 Raiders with Gardner Minshew back under center because Aiden O'Connell's got a broken thumb.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? Imagine if they get Cooper Kupp. Shit. Jesus. Oh, another game. Do we have to watch this one? The Sunday night special. The 3-3 Dallas Cowboys go into Santa Clara to take on the 3-4 49ers who are falling apart at the seams. I'm taking the Cowboys too. No Ayuk, he's done. No McCaffrey, he's done. Debo is in the hospital with pneumonia. You got Kittle, you got Jordan Mason. This is the game that Dak has to win, right? Like, you talked about the depleted Dodgers and how the Mets needed to pounce on that. Dak Prescott needs to pounce on this. Like, come on. If not now, when? And your Monday night delight. Maybe. The 2-5 New York football Giants go into Pittsburgh to take on the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Over under. One quarter for Drew Lock. I gotta go. I think he plays the second half. Daniel Jones is fucking atrocious. Wonderful little statistic. I don't know if you heard this one. More goals have been scored at the Winter Classic than Daniel Jones' home touchdowns.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. You know what? Fuck it. Give me the Italian. Bring me the Italian. Get me Tommy Cutlets again. He was at least entertaining. This is a fucking shit show. And the organization should be embarrassed after the effort that they put forth on Sunday and the fact that Saquon Barkley came and stuck it right up their ass. Like, that's embarrassing. He pretty much said he could have hired a skywriter, right? You made the wrong choice. The fans know it. Deep down, they know it. Prediction? Pain. No teams on a bye this week. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. We want to know what you got to say. Play along with us. Sign up. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League and play today. The Option 2024. Join. It's free and you can take us on. Let's see what you got.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.